U.S. President Donald Trump made a high-profile appearance at UFC 314 in Miami on Saturday, joined by tech billionaire Elon Musk and Musk's young son, ex-Ashazi. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by President Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump. The trio entered the Casia Center to loud applause, with supporters waving MAGA hats and chanting USA. A video of their arrival went viral online, with social media users calling them the Power Trio. Musk's son, known as Little X, was seen riding on his father's shoulders after they deboarded a car in West Palm Beach earlier that evening. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Michael Salakowicz, at RealMichaelSalakowicz. Trump was joined by UFC President Dana White, a longtime ally, and his granddaughter Kai Trump. Also present were senior administration figures including Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Senator Ted Cruz, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., FBI Director Kash Patel, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, and communications aides Stephen Chung and Taylor Budwich. Throughout the event, Trump appeared on the Jumbotron several times, drawing cheers from the sold-out crowd. He briefly danced to YMCA and interacted with fans and fighters. He also exchanged remarks with Musk, who sat beside him. The night's main card featured a featherweight title bout between Australia's Alexander Volkanovski and Brazil's Diego Lopes. UFC 314 marked the fourth time the event was held in Miami, a city that backed Trump by double digits in the 2024 election. The visit was Trump's first UFC appearance since assuming office in January 2025, and came after his attendance at the Saudi-backed live golf tournament. A frequent attendee of high-profile sporting events, Trump has also made appearances at the Super Bowl and Daytona 500. Speaking aboard Air Force One ahead of the event, Trump quipped, "You know who's going to win? Dana White." His ties to UFC and broader sports culture have been credited with strengthening his support among younger male voters during his 2024 campaign.